I'm on, I don't know what I'm, I just feel like I'm a composer up here, so trying to make something sound. Anyway, I want you to grab a Bible there and turn to John chapter 8. I'll be looking at a few different references tonight. I also have a few guys back there that I assign Bible verses that they can read here when we get there. John, the 8th chapter. I'll read one verse out of this chapter for now, and then we'll read some others together and also some of them other guys. I want you to look at verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, and they knew exactly what he was saying when he said this. He said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Now, Jesus makes quite a statement when he says that. I want you to go back to Isaiah chapter 9. He said, I am the light of the world. By the way, when he said, I am the light of the world, he was claiming to be God. He said, I am the light of the world. There are seven I am statements of Jesus in the New Testament. That happens to be one of them. But he says, I am the light of the world. Now we're in Isaiah chapter 9 and in verse number 2. Verse 2, Isaiah 9:2. You're all thinking Isaiah 9:6, okay? We'll read that in a minute. But it's Isaiah 9:2 tonight. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Now you notice there that we walked in darkness. Specifically, this had to do with Israel, I know. But we walked in darkness. But we have seen, those of us that have accepted Jesus as our Savior, we have seen a great light. And that great light is Jesus. Now, I'm going to say something. Lost people, they don't see the light. They don't know the light. But for those of us that are believers in Jesus tonight, we know the light. We know that Jesus is the light of the world. When Jesus made that statement in John chapter 8 and verse 12, I am the light of the world, I was actually going to preach an expository message beginning there and going down to verse 21, and I started working on that last night, and then I changed my mind and went this way. But to that verse in Isaiah 9:2, and I might as well read verse 6, although you already know it, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, and Jesus is wonderful. Counselor, and he's a wonderful counselor. The Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. But back in verse 2, God promised to send a great light, which is quoted, Mike, in Matthew chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. So if you would read that for us, please. Amen. Now listen, this verse of Isaiah 9 is fulfilled in those two verses that Mike read right there. It's fulfilled in Jesus of Nazareth. He's the light of the world. Now, in Isaiah 42:6, that describes the ministry of the Messiah as a covenant to the Jews and a light to the Gentiles because Jesus is the light of the world. Now, Mike, read verse 16 again. A great light, and light is sprung up, that sprung up in Jesus. Jason, if you'd read your two passages, Luke 1:79 and 2:32.
You give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet unto the way of peace. The light, too, lightens the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel.
Jesus is actually the light to all people. All people don't accept him. We understand that. They reject the light. Now I want everybody to go to John chapter 1. I want to read a few verses, just a few verses here. Verse 4 and 5. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. So in Jesus is life, but in him is the light of men. And in verse 5 it says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it night. Now in John's gospel, you see Jesus as the light of the world and the light of men. It's here in John 1. It's also in John 8. You'll find it again in John 11, and you find the same truth in John 14, where it says there, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now, you'll find this when you read John's gospel. Light and life are consistently attached. So in John's writing, life represents salvation and deliverance in Christ. Jesus came to save us, and he came to deliver us from our sin. That's what life represents in John's gospel. So life is Christ, and then light, when it says he's the light of the world in John's gospel, it denotes Jesus, revelation of God. So when Jesus came, he revealed God to mankind. If you want to see God, open up the gospels, read the life of Jesus, and what you see in Jesus, you've seen God, because he was God manifest in the flesh. We didn't read John 1:14, but you can read it there if you want to. Now, that calls all of us to accountability. We're all accountable to the light. I want you to notice something in verse 9. That was the true light. Let me say it like this. Jesus wasn't a light. He was the light. He wasn't a light. He was the true light. And it says this was the true light. You notice the capital L in all of those. Which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. You know, Jesus lights every man. He gives every man, in other words, a little bit of light. God's revelation of himself is available. People can reject that light. And most people do reject that light. As a matter of fact, this doesn't qualify as universal salvation for everybody. Look at verse 11 in the same context. He came unto his own. Jesus gave the Jewish people light. They saw him. He was God's revelation. He came unto his own, but it said his own received him not. They rejected the light. But as many as received him, to them gives he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now we live in a dark world. And lost people search for happiness, and they search for meaning, and they search for purpose. There is a void in their hearts that they try to fill, but they can never find anything to fill it, because the only one that can fill that void is the Lord Jesus Christ. And often when people look everywhere, they never turn to Jesus, they never look to Jesus. Often they go further into darkness. Now let me give you a few verses. Proverbs 2:13 says this, who leaves the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. But people don't have to walk in the ways of darkness. They can come to the light. In Proverbs 4:19, it says, the way of the wicked is darkness. They know not what they stumble. Isaiah 5:20, a very familiar verse of scripture, it says, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light. Remember what Jesus said, man loved darkness rather than light. To put darkness for light and light for darkness, to put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. And then, Marty, if you'd read verse 35 of John chapter 12. In the context there, he's talking to the Jewish leaders again. And when Jesus said, I am the light of the world, that ticked them off. About everything he did said to tick those guys off. But anyway, that upset them. And so he goes and read it again.
Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you.
Stop. Jesus was only going to reveal God to them for just a little bit of while. And then, keep going. That's it. Thank you, Marty. Those people, when the light left, many of them don't turn to Jesus. Now they're going to be in darkness. Now, into this dark world came Jesus. And he came as the light of the world. Not a light, but the light. Amen. The revelation the light of the world will be gone from this group, and one day it will be gone for everybody. It'll be too late for some people. Andrew, you've got 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. So he gives that to people, but people reject. What an awful thing to reject the light of the world. Everybody take your Bible there to Revelation chapter 21. So Jesus came as the light of the world to reveal man. He is the light of the world to you and I. And we see him in the Word of God. We see him specifically in the Gospels. And God reveals all about Jesus to us through the Gospels. But notice here in Revelation 21 in verse 23. And the city had no need of the sun. Now the city that we're speaking of is heaven. Okay? And it says it has no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Of course, you know that Jesus is the Lamb, and he's going to be the light in heaven, and the glory of God is mentioned there. That is the Shekinah glory of God. So the lights in heaven are the Shekinah glory of God and Jesus himself. There's no need for a sun. There's no need for a moon. And by claiming to be the light of the world, Jesus was clearly claiming to be God. And those in the chapter where we were going to read all of them and preach from it, but I didn't, in John chapter 8, they knew exactly what Jesus was saying. They knew it. They knew what Jesus was claiming to be God. Jesus alone brings the light of salvation into a sin-cursed world. You know why we celebrate at Christmas? That's why. He brought salvation into a sin-cursed world. To the darkness of falsehood, somebody said he is the light of truth. To the darkness of ignorance, he is the light of wisdom. To the darkness of sin, he is the light of holiness. To the darkness of sorrow, he is the light of joy. To the darkness of death, he is the light of life. His light never flickers, and his light never burns out. Now, all our lights, they burn out. Now I want you to take your Bibles to Matthew chapter 5. This is the last passage of Scripture we're going to turn to. Jesus and the light never flickers. Jesus' light never burns out. He is the light of the world. He is the revelation of God. But then the Bible says here in Matthew chapter 5, beginning in verse 14, ye are the light of the world. You say, no, wait a minute. I thought Jesus was the light of the world. He is the light of the world, but you're a light too. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. And then it says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That describes the mission of the church to the world. We are to be the light of the world. We are to take the light of Jesus. If I can use that word light as what it means in John's Gospel and Revelation and apply it to myself, you know, I'm supposed to show people Jesus by my life and by my lips. I'm supposed to be like a little Jesus walking around. And when people see me, they ought to see some of the character traits of the Lord Jesus Christ inside of me. That describes the mission of the church. His light through us is to shine clearly into the darkness of human depravity. Man is depraved. You see it more and more and more. It becomes more and more obvious. We set our light on a candlestick. We don't hide it. We don't shut it up. We put it on a candlestick. Darkness is the absence of light. And darkness alone cannot dispel light. It can't. I got a candle here someplace. Bill, would you turn those lights off, please? Now, there's still quite a bit of light in here, even when we turn it. You can turn these
pulpit lights offered down too. But I'm going to try to light this.
Oh yeah, Bill, the deaf guy's got to be able to see. Otherwise, you can't hear. Bummer, Faith. Anyway, the smallest light. This is just one little candle. By the way, the candles that you have, you're welcome to take those home if you want to. But the smallest candle can dispel the greatest darkness. When you go in to buy a flashlight, you buy a flashlight to see in the dark. We never go, Marty and Bill, if you'll come, we never go into the store to buy a dark light. We don't want to shine darkness in the light. We can see fine without it. But we buy a flashlight. But watch what happens as this light spreads here in just a moment. Now, I'm a Christian. I'm supposed to be the light of the world. Jesus, we know, is the light of the world. But we're supposed to be little lights. So watch this. And if you want to pass them around, everybody in their families and in your rows got them, you can light each other's candles. They'll get the end one started. Marty, he's going to get two.
You need a lot of light.
With this little candle alone, I'm not much of a light. But you know, when we all show forth the light of Christ, we actually get lit up pretty good. Jesus says that he is the light of the world. I am a light in the world. We are to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. And ultimately, you know what we want to see him? We want to see him converted to Christ. Now, if you're here tonight and you really don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, we invite you to come and accept him as the light of the world to save you from your depraved nature. And if you are a Christian, I pray you take a look at that candle and see if you're shining like that candle in a lost and dark world. You are showing forth the light of Christ. Brother Bill is going to come and lead us in one more song. You can keep your candle going until we're done singing.
Our final song this evening is on page 95, Joy to the World. And I am going to ask you to stand. Page is 95, Joy to the World. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth. Your reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sin and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow far and as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and the wonders of his love, and the wonders of his love, and the waters, the wonders of his love.
All right, you may blow out your candle. Try not to blow wax everywhere or on your hand. All right, now listen. If I can talk to you or pray with you tonight or give you some advice on how to come to know Jesus as your Savior, you come up here and I'll be glad to talk with you. Otherwise, how many of you have plans for this evening? You already know what you're going to do when you leave. Okay, not as many as I thought, but maybe half. I thought everybody would, Christmas Eve. Anyway, God bless you. Have a great day tomorrow and tonight, and have a Merry Christmas. Be safe, and we'll see you on Sunday on the Lord's Day, Lord willing. Father, we are grateful that the light came into the world. The light shined in darkness. The Bible said, but darkness comprehended it not. But Lord, you still shined. And Lord, you are shining on us tonight. And for most of us, you're shining in us. But if it's not all, I pray that it would become all. That all would come to know Jesus. That they would know that heaven is their home. That when they get there, that they would realize there's no necessity of a sun or of a moon or a star, because Jesus is there. And he really is the light of the world. And we thank you and praise you. In his holy name we pray, and with thanksgiving. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. All right, praise the Lord.